Hey guys, what's up guys? Yes, I have loud music on and that's what I want to talk about, music. And I want to play the music in the background like I'm playing it right now, but what's up guys and girls? 2023, day 552, just kidding, day 6, we going strong. I do have a couple of things that I want to talk about. Mainly about what it takes to be the person that you want to be. It takes, I wouldn't know because I'm not that person yet, but I'm working towards being that person and what is requiring of me, which I think is helping me. So far in day 6, I have been feeling a lot stronger on my way of thinking of things I'm doing, and I am enforcing my mentality by having thoughts of positivity. By positivity, I mean thoughts of me being able to accept that in order to become that person, it requires work, working on myself, working out. When I work out, I realize that if I keep just my focus on working out, I will be able to focus more of in the moment type of focus. When you are in the moment, you get to kind of enjoy the process a lot more, because as you're doing whatever you're doing, you're actually living the moment. And life is about living the moment, not waiting for the moment to come, because it might never come. The moment might never come, and that's why you should
make
live
a New Year's resolution. That's
the
easy
moment
to keep.
Now. Help live it now. Don't be like, oh, later I'll be happy. Later I will enjoy the process. Later I will enjoy being in my head. Later I will enjoy being me, whoever you are. No, be yourself now. If you're yourself now, then it'll be a lot easier to
protect yourself,
deal with life, because you got the first priority out of the way, which is you enjoying yourself. So I am having a little difficult understanding one of the things that is kind of bothering me. It is, my mother is an amazing person and I love her, and she's a badass, of course, because I'm her daughter and she's my mother, so I got it from her. So anyways, so we have all these badasses in my family, and anyways, that's not the point. The point is that I have a total of, right now I have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nephews and 2, 3 nieces. And I love them all. They're so fucking, they're badass. They're like so cool, so smart, and just like so creative and funny as fuck. And they're all amazing. And I didn't plan for any of these nieces
and nephews. No matter where you order,
I had nothing to do with it, but they came.
As you get in store,
happy that they are in my life. They're
or
amazing people,
or where
little people.
Start your cart with
anyways,
the Kroger app and save
so
from wherever.
So one of them
tonight,
has,
Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Has graduated already, and he's kind of on
get
his way
to
towards adulting.
Just
I hate that word. And I hate when people say that being an adult is hard, because it's not hard. It's just, you get to decide more things. That's all being an adult or adulting is. You decide. And if you've always had that, some of us have always had that lifestyle where we like raised ourselves. So we've always decided for ourselves. So it's not a big difference from what we were doing before and what we're doing now. Because I've always had to look out for myself. I've always had to make my own decisions, take care of myself. So that's what adulting is. You get to decide instead of people deciding for you. That's the only difference. I can't think of anything else. And a lot of people take adulting as being miserable because they want to hold themselves back from having fun, enjoying life, playing, like being an adult or being adulting doesn't mean you're lame. If you're lame when you were a child, you're gonna be lame when you're like, it's what the fuck ever you are. If you want to hold yourself back from fucking having fun, then that's your problem. Sounds like a very personal problem, because like I said, I have been the same way, and it's good and it's bad, because people are like, you gotta change, but you only gotta change if you don't like yourself, or if you're miserable, or if you're doing something that is not helping. And I'm changing a lot of things about me, but I still do like myself. And I have been the same way, and, well, not my whole life, around most of my life. But the way that I am is things that I enjoy about myself is the reason I haven't changed it. And like I said, I ended up having to take care of myself. So that did me a lot of good, because I've always had to take care of myself. Nothing changed. I'm not over here crying for anybody or anything, because I really believe that you can go get it if you're gonna fucking have to. The worst thing to be right now is to be a factory worker, because there's all these people being entrepreneurs and having a online job or something like that, and that's good for them, and that they have some way of having a stable income. Unfortunately, that's not the setup for a lot of us that are working in a factory job, but we're setting up for that, so don't put us down because of our current position. Anyways, so all these people are kind of looking down on factory workers, or, you know, having a fucking job, because you gotta do what you gotta do, and sometimes that's required, or selling whatever on the side, whatever you're fucking, you're doing to provide for yourself. So my concern is the way my nephew is kind of walking around as if everything, and I understand that shit's not nice when it hits you, like life, when you have to, well, he chooses not to live with his parents. He could be living with his parents. But he has a girlfriend, and they want to live together, and they don't want to live with his parents or her parents. Maybe they won't allow them to live with each other. Maybe that's the problem. But either way, I wouldn't be, the way that I would look at that situation, I wouldn't be walking around as if the whole world owes me something. He's walking around talking to my mother, which is his grandmother, like, he has everything wrong with him. My mom is the type of person that gets worried really quick. Everything's like, she worries a lot. She's a mother, and on top of that, she's a grandmother. So she wants everybody to get along and everybody to be well, and I understand that. And she wants other people to make my nephew's life better, even though he is choosing the life in a way. She wants other people to also feel bad for him. I don't think that feeling sorry for this person is gonna help him at all. First of all, I don't think it's gonna do any just to give him things. He used to be my roommate, but he ended up telling me that he didn't have, that he was working somewhere and then somewhere else, which is like, he was just being a nephew and a person that wants to like live for free and whatever. Anyways, it didn't work out. He ended up having to move out because I was not gonna let anyone live for free in my apartment. And so he understood that after he moved out, because before he moved out, he kind of started yelling at me about me not being able to afford this place, and he has a lot of anger, and And I understand where that anger is from, because I also have that anger. And so now he's at this point where he has to provide for himself because he lives with his girlfriend and his dad is not really there. He has never really been, but so what, join the club, you know? Also, his mother has four other kids, and I guess she's not able to let him live with her. I don't really ask because then it's me getting involved, and then you know how it goes whenever somebody doesn't have children and you start asking the way they're treating your kids, kind of like questioning, hey, would this help, or trying to help out. If you don't have kids, it's a big insult to help out if you don't have kids. Anyways, that's where I'm at. And so what happened today was my nephew went to my mom's house, and he went over there, I guess, to pick up his W-2, but he ended up, I guess, telling her that he didn't have any food. Like, he is like any other nephew that would be at that age. I guess maybe you can use age as an excuse, because I know I'm not that much older than him, but I know other people also that are kind of like the same age that are not that way. So it's not an age thing. It's just a personality trait. Some people pick this up from like their parents or from other family members. But he's telling her things that's making her so worried about him not having food or not being able to provide for himself.
You like that space?
But he'd rather just not live with his mother, so he's choosing that life. And he claims he has a job. She claims she has a job. So if they do or they don't, I'm not gonna question it. If they do, they should be able to provide for themselves. And whatever issues they have about their landlord doesn't mean that they have to live in that location. So I want to be able to help them figure shit out. So this is another reason that I'm making this podcast, is because a year ago I wasn't in this nice apartment that I have. I didn't have this nice laptop. And so let's call it progress. Let's call it me moving up. I wasn't very, very low, but I was at my lowest. Actually, I was really, really low. I was fucking on the fucking past the ground low. I was in such a shitty place that I didn't even think about the next day. All that bullshit. Yeah, all that came with it. That happened. Anyways, so I'm back to this location, and I was able to get like 5 jobs. I started with one, and then I was able to move on, and I was able to move on, and I was able to move on, and I'm at my 5th one now. I'm thinking about moving on also because of everything that has been happening with the job. But I'm fighting between the question of every job has something, right? And I understand that this job has people that are to the point of being threatening. But if I'm able to handle it, I'm able to be the boss that I want to be. Because whenever you're the boss that you want to be, or a badass, you're able to handle shit like this. Shit that's gonna come at you that's not the expected regular bullshit, like, oh, somebody's not doing their work properly, or I don't know, just simple shit that is expected. No, this is fucking way less. Like, people fucking harassing me is so unexpected and so, like, I don't even know how to go about it, because it's not something that is her, that is happening to anyone else. So this happening to me and it being ongoing, sometimes it's a little bit less and sometimes it's not, and that's why it's ongoing, which is the worst part. But I've been able to maintain my composure, at ease to fuck shout out to Paul. Maintain my composure, Eddie, and handling. So this is what I'm more focused on more than anything. Cause I can easily focus on like my nephew on the negative shit. Cause that shit's gonna keep coming, nephew. You gotta understand this shit. This is the time that you like. You fucking laugh. You have a very nice fucking cute laugh. Your little cute laugh. You can just be like, here's that shit again, and you dodge it. You dodge it. You fucking dodge it. Take care of it. You handle it, and you handle it. You keep handling it, because if you think there's gonna be a time that shit's not gonna come at you, you're so way off to not a good start. But you'll get there. If you don't, you'll get there. If you're not off to a good start, you'll get there. And I know you'll get there because I got there. And I know you got it because you're related to me. But at this point, this is not cool. This is not okay for you to be walking around talking to your grandma as if you don't know how to handle shit. You know how to handle cop pulling you over. You got it. Why the fuck don't you have the rest? You just fucking... Maintain, FNF, come on, you got this. You just fucking, it's a routine, you do that shit. You do that shit because no one's gonna do it for you. No one's gonna be fucking here to rescue you. No one can help you, you gotta help yourself. Even if you wanted to, it's not gonna do you any good. Cause you're not gonna fucking get it till you get it. And you gotta get it. It's like learning how to swim. If you know how to swim, you know what I mean. I was once upon a time drowning because I didn't know how to swim. My fucking brother, my fucking cousin took 20 seconds and then he jumped in. But my brother right away, he was in there, man. I was like, damn, my brother saved my life. I'm just like, oh, fuck. My brother saved my life because I always wanted to be a badass and impress my brother on being athletic, amazing athleticism. Anyways, I don't know how to swim and he's a badass, so he knows how to do it all. And I've always been amazed by him, and I'm just like, I want him to have this energy. I want to give him this energy that he has gave me. Like, he's encouraged me so much by the way that he's doing things, living his life, everything he does. He's a fucking amazing energy. But sometimes other people try to dim it because he's such a badass, and I wish he would just understand that he should not ever let anyone dim his fucking amazingness. Like, if he wants to fucking look good and fix his face and do facial, whatever, that's good. I'm fucking excited for people taking care of themselves. Like, I understand how relationships get after you've been married for like some time now. That sometimes the wife tends to be like naggy because she's a little jealous, or husband gets a little naggy because he's a little jealous. And instead of focusing on themselves, they're focused on their other half, and they tend to like hate on them and shit. But I really want their marriage to work out, because it has been working out, and it's been some rough times, I'm sure, but they've made it to this point, and they still show like they still show respect for each other and love. So I want that shit to keep going. It's like I said, his life is the way he lives his life. It's just, he's a badass. And
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking,
I have three other sisters that
even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do,
but
like asking
one thing
your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at
treatcovid19.com.
This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Worry that he
membership
doesn't have food.
Free trial.
Or that he's
time.
Not able
can
to
I be
provide
real for
himself.
That goal you have to
wow,
exercise and eat better,
what he's choosing,
you really
and
can do it.
But nobody
how
is
life
do it
is
for
going
you.
To be,
and nobody
and
has
it
to.
Depends
because you can
on how
do
you
it.
Perceive
if you
life.
Tools,
if you start
and
perceiving life like
that
this,
cares about helping you get results.
Fucking
and that's us,
16 years
body.
Old or
this is
however,
as your TV
like
your laptop. But you need
if
to
you're
decide
16
that
or
you're
if
worth
you're 30,
it. Let us help you
9.
Succeed. Here's how.
If
go
you
to
see life in a certain way
your
when you're 16 and you don't ever great. Acknowledge that you need to just get motivated to find another way, you better find another way because nobody's going to fucking save you. You better find another way because you're going to waste all that time being miserable and not trying to find another way. Why the fuck would you want to waste all that time not trying to find another way? Find another way. Stop focusing on the shit that's not working. Focus on the shit that works. And people are telling you, find another way. Fuck fucking motivational speakers. They all say the same shit. You gotta do this and do it. Like, it's kind of annoying to hear all this male fucking motivational fucking non-Hispanic. Some of them actually are Hispanic. But either way, all of them are male motivational speakers saying the same shit.
Kroger,
and it might
everyone.
Be true, but at the fucking the point of it all
save big on your favorites with the buy five
you
or more save a dollar each sale. Simply buy five or more
do it yourself
items and save a dollar each with
like,
your card.
Motivational
Kroger,
speakers
fresh,
are gonna fucking
everyone.
Tell you that you gotta be in it's gotta be in you, you gotta fucking be consistent, you gotta all this great advice that's useless if you don't fucking just go outside and like slap your fucking face and just go. Just take off, run, like run. And run every time at 2 p.m. go outside and just run. And if you tell, if you fucking learn how to fucking control your mind by telling yourself what the fuck is gonna happen and doing it is the fucking key to everything. Doing it. Don't think about it. Just do it. It's probably gonna be wrong. Do it anyway. Do it. That's the whole key is doing it. Don't think about it. If you need to adjust after you've been doing it, if you're doing it wrong, adjust, of course. But keep doing it. Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And talk to you tomorrow, because I'm loving this. Talking to myself at 4 in the morning after work. Because I love you guys. Bye.